Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today. I'm Brent Spencer, Creighton University English professor and author most recently of the crime thriller The Last of Her. Lisa Scottolini is the Edgar Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author of over 33 crime novels, the latest of which is What Happened to the Bennetts. The book is what's known in the trade as a standalone, meaning it doesn't require the reader to know anything about previous novels in the author's wildly popular series, which include the Rosato and D'Annunzio and Rosato and Associates books. What Happened to the Bennetts starts with the family of Jason and Lucinda Bennett heading home from their daughter Allison's lacrosse game, only to be confronted by violent carjackers. This novel takes an even darker turn that would make an excellent literary novel in itself, but then, in typical crime fiction fashion, the novel takes us from there through twists and turns that constantly change our understanding of what Jason Bennett and his family are going through. To say more would be to undercut many of the novel's secrets and surprises, so I'll say nothing except that Scottolini tears this family apart in every respect, ramping up the danger and suspense with every turn of the page. I'll admit I have a weakness for novels in which a relatively ordinary person is on the run from evil, only to turn the tables, discovering abilities and instincts they never knew they had. What Happened to the Bennetts sits squarely in this neighborhood of crime novels. If I have a complaint about the novel, it's that the middle, the aftermath of the tragedy, lags a bit, spending, in my view, too much time on the family members' reactions to the changes in their circumstances. I'm reminded of the definition of a novel by poet Randall Jarrell, a prose narrative of some length that has something wrong with it. But as I say this, it occurs to me that I'm not being fair. What the family goes through is so traumatic that a real-life family would need time to process it. After all, they've lost everything, even the family dog. I'll admit, though, that when, in Act 3 of the novel, Jason takes arms against the dark forces behind the tragedy, I was on the edge of my seat. Every fan of crime fiction knows the work, or at least the name, Lisa Scottolini. And What Happened to the Bennetts is an excellent example of her at her best as she explores the forces that drive a family apart and the bonds that hold them together. Fans of Nikki French and Joseph Finder will love What Happened to the Bennetts. But be warned, though the violence is fairly sanitized, the last third of this novel is as relentless as a thrill ride, so be prepared to lose some sleep. This has been Brent Spencer with Between Two Covers for Arts Today on Classical 90.7 KVNO.